What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
All right, all right. What's happening out there, my friends? Welcome into another episode of Bolt Brady and his bro. We're talking NBA playoffs with our resident handicapper, Bolt. Let's check in with him.
And there's only one place to start today, and that is with a 409 Denver Nuggets clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible. How about the first half? They held the Timberwolves to 38 points, and they were rocking them. And I'm like, yep, this is ball game. I mean, come on. There was no chance for the T-Wolves game seven on the road. And they held them to 38, and then the Nugs go, we're going to score 37 in the second half.
Yeah. I mean, up 20, you're kind of like, this thing's done.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I noticed some dude, bet MGM, put 200 thou down to win a hundo on the Nugs. Is that guy juiced?
To win that game?
Yep, just to win it. Just the money line, 200 down to win 100.
Jeez.
And he's like, I got this bad boy. And then the Nugs, except for Jamal and the Joker, go, we're leaving the teabags at home. Those two had 69 points. The rest of the squad, 21.
Yeah. I mean, Edwards, he started getting up in Jamal's grill right in the third period on.
Yep.
And started to slow him down because he needed to kind of step it up on the defensive end because he was 6 for 24 from the field.
Yeah.
I mean, the offense wasn't there, but I guess that shows that Minnesota has some other tricks in the bag besides him.
Well, I know. I was proud of our 11-year-old because he noticed that. He goes, wow, this game totally changed when Ant started covering Jamal, because I don't think he was covering Jamal in the beginning of the game. And he even said it. Like, there was a clip of him going, I locked down Jamal.
Yeah.
When he's by the locker room.
Yeah, you do have to like his mentality. Like, no matter what's going on and the energy he brings, his other teammates definitely feed off of him, because he's like, this is on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and he's riding high right now. Like, not saying this in a bad way, but, I mean, he thinks he's the shit right now.
Because, you know, I'm sure he hears some of the quotes and the chatter from these guys out there anointing him the next dude.
But, like, the MJ and stuff. But, yeah, he's feeling it right now. And you could tell after the game, some guys for the Nugs were talking shit down by the corner of the court.
Yeah, I saw him.
And then you hear Ann after go, where the F are you now? Woo!
He's not scared to throw out a curse word or two.
No, he's not.
Or not scared for a microphone to pick it up either.
No. But it's pretty much every interview after the game when he's sitting there.
Right.
You know, backstage. I mean, he's dropping all kinds of bombs. Someone was like, dude, is someone going to help him with this and teach him this? I mean, I can see like throwing the bomb. Someone's like, he's going to lose
the endorsements. Marketing.
Yeah.
I said he needs a few years and he'll kind of figure that out. Especially, yeah, when they start coming at him for the big deals.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, too, we've seen this. So just pump the brakes a touch on the John Morant guys and all that.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I think they were saying the GM was the Denver GM and he went and took this job. So he knew exactly kind of how to build. I mean, you know, you say that now, but Denver had these guys done. But yeah, he built a roster that could handle Jokic and those guys a little bit better with the towers down low, etc.
The one tower, Rudy, I saw a stat that he's the only. So of the top 15 highest paid players in the NBA, he's the only guy left.
Yeah, I think I heard that the other day, too, for top salaries. Yeah, it's just. It doesn't mean everything when you make the most chips.
No. And what's funny is I remember last year, you know, because they did that huge trade for Rudy with the Jazz, all kinds of picks and everything. And then last year it wasn't working out so well. And they're like, worst trade of all time. This is incredible. And then now they're in the Western Conference champ.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say much about the trade anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you got to like what they did. Conley, you know, good guy to run the show there and stuff. And two big guys down low that they're working well with some youth and veterans sprinkled in with them.
And they're going up against your boy, Big Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Big Luka. Wow. I think the Mavs are kind of like fortunate that they won in the sense that because Luka didn't play that great. He had two good games. And I think they were both on the road, which was huge. But Luka for the year, he averaged 34 a ball game, shot 48% from the field, and he shot 38% from three ball. But like I was saying, he was shooting less than 30% from three ball during the playoffs. And so I feel like they kind of got away with one there, and now Luke's ready to step her up.
Yeah. You know, we've talked about his health, too. He just looks a little gimpier. Something just feels a little bit off with the lower body. So he's kind of deferring to Kyrie and some other guys that picked him up. But they're going to need him in some big moments here for sure. And I was just wondering, who's Ant going to take here? He'll take whatever challenge you present him with. But
he said Kyrie. Is who he said he was covering.
I mean, Kyrie's 6'1", quick. Ant's 6'4". And then, you know, what if Luka's going off? Is Ant going to be like, let me try my hand over there? I mean, Luka's 6'8". He kind of does that little, the slow backup jumper over whoever's on him.
And talk about slow. That's like, I watched the Joker play for the Nugs. And I'm like, this is incredible that this guy dominates so much and you can barely slip the credit card underneath his hops.
Dude, just all of it. Yeah.
I mean, they say like playing above the rim and stuff. He definitely does not play above the rim.
No. I mean, how often does he slam the ball?
Very rarely. I mean, dude, and it's crazy because like when he's jumping up to get these rebounds, he's literally below the rim. But he somehow like uses his body to like make room. He obviously has a little weight on some of the guys, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got a little unorthodox feel, the elbows and the knees, the way they flail. But he can see the court and finish great.
What I love about the guy is that he just keeps his mouth quiet and plays, you know? And like, even if he has a like problem with a call, he'll look at the ref and he kind of gives him the look like, hey, is it okay if I talk to you here? I just have a question.
Yeah.
You know, and then even after the game when he was, they were asking about the T-Wolves, hey, you know, what'd you think about them doing this and that? He goes, you know what? In a game 7 series, he's like, the best team comes out on top. They were just the better team.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a stud all the way around.
He is. Coach Malone didn't take the questions quite as well. Did you see?
No, I heard it. He goes, what a stupid fuck question.
Next question.
Jeez.
F-bomb.
Has he done that before? I wonder. I mean, I've just never seen it. But yeah, he was heated. He was probably like, you got to be shitting me. We were up. It was 58-38. Okay. Was the score. Final. 98-90. So they went on the, what is it, 52-30 run or whatever. Incredible.
Yeah.
Just incredible
how right. Garb with, it was. Without Ant getting hot, you know, yeah. It's like it came from other places.
Right. Yep. Big Cat. Cat took over.
That's where someone like Porter or some of those other guys needed to step up and, you know, give us 15 in the fourth or something, make a difference.
And I think Porter makes $37 million a year. And does that guy want to get off the 3-point line on offense? Okay, do me a favor and just cut to the basket once. Talk about a guy that's 6'8 or 6'9 too.
No, he's like 6'10.
Okay, cut to the basket, big guy. Get away from the 3-point line and do me a favor and grab some boards too with that size. Jim. Christmas.
Scared of tweaking his back, you know, it's been sensitive. I guess he's like, let me just keep right. It's like the old man at the rec games.
It is the old man. He just sits out there and he just hovers around the three. What a waste of height.
Yeah.
That sucks. I mean, he could do that same thing at 6'3".
So, you know, I think everyone's looking at Minnesota now as like their darling pick.
Well, the odds aren't saying that, right? So the odds are the Celtics to win the championship -155, and then the Timberwolves +240, and then the Mavs +500, you know, 5-1, and then the Pacers 25-1.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely throw the Pacers out of the mix of these four.
I thought it was interesting. I don't think that the odds for the Timberwolves to win the championship are twice as good as the Mavs. There's no way. I mean, the Mavs are right there with the Timberwolves.
Yeah, of those, when you rattled those off, I'd be like, I'd throw some on the Mavs. Like, that's if they can, this could be a battle, this series. And then Boston doesn't scare me that much.
No. I mean, the thing that's going to be interesting about, you know, when are they going to have their stinker game? I was on BetQL this last Sunday and they asked me, they're like, well, the Celtics always have that stinker game. I'm like, they sure do. And when they do, you know, then get ready to fire on the Celtics after that, because it's, we've seen this movie before. They crap the bed, which in my opinion, tonight's game, Tuesday, they'll come out and ball, and we'll get to a best bet here in a minute. But then game two, I will probably take the Pacers because the Pacers probably lose tonight.
Yeah.
And then game two, the Pacers cover. And then the Celtics are like, oh, okay, well, we got to play.
The Pacers possibly win game two because it's, that's where they've had their problems, is they're like 500 at home.
I know. Well, it's incredible. The thing that's going against the Celtics, or I'm sorry, against the Pacers, though, is history shows these teams that have to go seven games and then are the underdog on the road the next game, as the other team's been resting, it's been a little brutal. It's like they only cover like 34% of the time.
Yeah. I mean, the Pacers or Knicks, whoever came out of that, it's like that wasn't going to do a whole lot here against the Celtics. It's just the East, as we've said, just Swiss cheese that they're cutting through back there.
Oh, dude, you have a banged up Heat team, okay? And you don't even have your best player. Then how about the Cavs? I mean, you take big Donnie Mitchell off that squad, and they're the G Leaguers. you know, and then now you get the Pacers, who are the sixth seed, who talk about Swiss cheese. Wow, their defense is horrible.
Yeah, I know. What have you seen the over-unders? I think they've said when these guys play, it's usually like the 120 to the 110-ish, you know? It's always pretty high.
Oh, you mean two, like the 220? No, I think probably in the regular season, these guys were in the 230s, maybe even reached the low 240s. The over-under for tonight is 222. Yeah, so, that's like those Knicks game. I mean, that was a game seven. What a joker that game was.
Yeah.
I mean, the Pacers fire 67% from the field, 54% from the field for the three ballers. It's the highest shooting percentage in the NBA playoff history, 67%. I was looking at it. God, what was I doing? Because I can't remember what I was doing. I was playing with the boys or something, and I was glancing at the stats, and I'm like, dude, we're like almost at halftime, and these guys are shooting 70% from the field and three ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I guess that just shows you that that can happen, you know? But I was a little surprised at that because, you know, the Knicks crowd rocks so bad. And our boy Dante came to ball with 39 points.
Yeah. I mean, that area just wants something so bad to grasp onto and pump it up for. And they kind of had it. They would have loved the East Finals here against the Celtics.
Right. Yeah, they would have. But then Big Brunson goes down with the injury, and good night when that happened. No chance the Knicks were going to come back.
The fractured hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about the East Coast in general. It's like, how is it so lopsided still here? It's like, for this many years, these guys have the same dibs on the lottery and the free agency. It's just someone needs to clean it up back there and put another team together.
it may be like that they draft according like to who their competition is and what they feel they need to, they need to stop, you know? So it's like, let's get the bruiser guy that gets in here rather than the guy that can like get up and down the court and shoot the jumper. Even though they grabbed Jaylen Brown from the Celtics, it's so crazy. He's from Cal Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
Someone pointed that out to me. I was like, what? And so I looked at it. And our friend Big Daniel was like, yeah, he's from Georgia. I'm like, dude, he went from Georgia to Cal Berkeley?
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, Cal is garbed.
Terrible.
I mean, our boy Madsen's trying to crank it up right now. But, dude, why you'd go to Cal is just, I mean, I know Jay Kidd did it back in the day when he did it with some other local heroes. And they're like, hey, let's get Cal on the map. And they beat like Duke and stuff. And it was pretty sweet. But ever since then, which was an eternity ago, why he would go to Cal?
Well, and who knows what they gave Jay Kidd under the table. You know, he was a local legend and
yeah,
also
he was.
Gatorade Player of the Year. But I'm sure they hooked him up to stick around. And then even Brown, it was before NIL.
Right.
And they weren't known as like a good program or a Pac-12 dominant team.
No, they were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why he would go there. And I think he only stuck around the 1 year, though, right?
Yeah.
He averaged like 13 and like 6, and he's like, I'm out of here. He's like, I thought I was in California. I thought this was going to be a good time. Not at Cal Berkeley, though.
No, Berkeley's parties aren't exactly hip happening either.
Neither are Stanford's. FYI, or to anyone out there that's thinking about going there, you definitely don't go there for the social scene. Both those schools, Party Central sucks big time.
But you're getting the education.
Yes, you are. And you're getting a great job when you get out of there. But when you're 20, that's not what you're thinking about typically.
And now you're in the ACC flying everywhere back east for your games.
That's right. Wow. That's going to wreak havoc on those guys in the schedules. Like, they're going to get smoked in the beginning.
I guess, you know, that's like Hawaii every time they have like a away game.
And they get smoked for the most part.
Like, everything's 5+ hours to get to a game.
Yeah. I mean, that and when they travel, they don't do well.
But they typically don't have good teams.
Yeah. I mean, their basketball team's okay. Yeah, their football team hasn't done squat in a long time.
Hmm.
One of the things that I thought that was that was pretty funny was Chuck from the NBA.
Chuck Wagon.
The TNT. What are they talking about with TNT? Are they going to maybe lose their deal or something?
They said the TV rights are up for sale. So, like, Amazon or someone can come in and grab them. So, they're like... Those guys' show could be peace out, you know, if Amazon doesn't want to keep them on board.
Wow, okay. Well, I would think Amazon would keep them on board, right? But Kenny, Vince Carter was on there the other day, and Kenny was like, he totally lost his train of thought, I think is what happened. He was kind of talking, and then he was just kind of like, and he was kind of going round and round, and Chuck, they pan in on Chuck, and Chuck looks over at Vince and gives him this look like, what the hell is Kenny talking about right now? And so then Kenny kind of ended and Chuck was laughing. He's like, man, you were struggling. It's just awesome how Chuck just says what's on his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, they all do. Yeah, Kenny, you know, they kind of have that thing where they sprint to that screen sometimes. Yeah,
in the back.
Yeah, Kenny tripped like a couple weeks ago on those steps.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of put like the ramp there like as a joke for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the deal? Where's Shaq Daddy? Because Draymond filled in and now Vince Carter. I wonder what Shaq's taking a vacay?
I don't know. He has a lot of little side companies and stuff too. He makes some money on the side behind the scenes.
Yeah, that guy's poor George.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, so tonight's the Celts, you know, the opener. Indy's coming to them. It's -10.
Right. Well, so I'd rather focus on the big over-under here. The 222, we're taking her under. And that's always scary with the Pacers. But these Pacers, I mean, they've got to come in limping in after that series, going 7. And so I'd like to see it go under tonight. That's going to be my best bet. I think that the Celtics, there's a good chance, too, that the Celtics blow them out of the waters. And if that's the case, then it's really going to slow down the fourth quarter again. So the only way this gets beat is if they come out of the first and second quarter, because sometimes they even come out smoking the first quarter. If it's a super high-scoring first half, then we're in trouble. But as long as we can get out of the first half, like where it's not ridiculously high, like where the two teams, you know, each score like 60, then I think we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to be. I mean, a lot of these guys are younger, Halliburton and stuff. They can usually bounce back, but that was a bit of a grinder going 7, and they were on fire. You know, what are the odds they come out game one still pretty hot?
No kidding. I mean, they were slightly on fire.
On the road, you know, again, like that's not easy to do.
Yeah, so best bet under the 222. And then the other best bet that I have for the series is the Mavs and the Timberwolves series going over 5.5 games. So you're basically saying that the series is going to last at least 6 games, is going to go to at least 6 games. And so that's my favorite best bet.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's over 5.5 games. So the series has to go at least 6. I think that game, that probably goes 7. What will be interesting to see in that game is they both have proven that they'll lose at home and they'll win on the road. You know, that's what happened in both series. The Mavs lost at home, they won on the road. And then obviously, you know, we saw what the Timberwolves did. They won 3 of their games on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking just to see how these two matched up during the season. There was three games. Two of them were in Minnesota, and the home team won every game. And then Dallas won their home game against them. I think Minnesota beat them, you know, plus 15-ish the first time. Then the other two games were like 7-point wins for each of them.
And, you know, a lot of times those results don't even matter when you get to the playoffs.
No, not at all.
Because the styles and everything change. And, you know, you can tell by the over-unders. Those drop by like 10 or 15 points.
And Dallas made some big trades at the deadline to bring in some of these dudes.
Right.
You know, Washington and these guys. I mean, they're a totally different team now.
So, with that all being said and done, we've got our conference finals here. And I think we both picked the Mavs. Well, except I like the
Warriors. I did. We were going over potential teams to do it if it wasn't Denver.
Right.
And I said Dallas would be my squad.
And here they are.
Mm-hmm.
They got the chance. Are you still sticking with them?
I am. I'd like to see Luka just get a little healthier. I don't know if it's possible with this many games, you know, but he had a couple days there. Get a little treatment.
Right.
And, you know, keep playing how you are. Don't dominate the ball so much with the usage. Keep using those guys.
And stop chitting with the refs.
Yeah, stop the complaining. Watch Jokic and kind of mirror that. I'll go with them.
Watch Jokic. Yeah. Wow, this is a toughie for me because I could see either one of the Timberwolves or the Mavs coming out of it. Definitely going to be addressing that game by game. Wow. I think in order for the Mavs to do it, Big Luka's got to be the MVP, like bar none, like no questions asked. I just don't know if he's going to be able to play up to that. So I think the chances on that right now, him not being healthy, I'll go with the T-Wolvers here.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, I think the most value on winning the NBA championship is 5-1 on the Mavs. So as interesting as that is, but because I just don't think that, like I said, the odds for the Mavs to win the championship are twice that of the Timberwolves. I'm like, there's not that much difference between these squads. So, you know, the value there is on the Mavs. So I guess with that being said, maybe I'll flip-flop it. I'll stick with you.
All right.
Go with the Mavs, and then let's go with the Mavs 5-1 to win the champ. Because if any, I mean, I'm not scared of the Celtics at all. Are you?
No.
I mean, it doesn't matter which one of the squads comes from the West.
No. I mean, and also, they haven't been tested. It's kind of just Cupcake City. They're just kind of ho-humming through this thing. And then they're going to get smacked in the face here when they face one of these other two teams from the West.
Right. Because let me ask you this. How many games do you think it'll take? How many games in the East do you think they'll play?
Five.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Yep. They'll get the Pacers will get one W.
And then these West dudes might wear themselves out a little bit.
And then they come in and they're the underdogs. And then we go, let's crank up the West Coast here to win the champ.
They're like, this is a little bit different than the Pacers and the Cavs.
Wow. Yeah, it is. And the Heat. With the G squad guys.
So, you know, J Kidd, I want to see how he coaches and adjusts to this series because it is fun to play the team this many times in a row. So he's going to have to kind of use the noggin and make some adjustments against those big dudes.
I give props to J Kidd. He holds his composure really well.
He does. Because there's some hot moments there and I'm like, oh, he doesn't really lose it.
No, like, or one of his players does something super stupid and he just keeps it.
You know. I think he used to lose his cool against the ex-wives, though. I think they got some dough out of him back in the day.
Yep. I think that did happen.
So he's learned. It's still a trip to see Kyrie, like how he's not front and center like he's been in the past, you know, because Luka's the guy.
Right.
Just totally like more mellow from what we see in the interviews, and you just don't hear anything bad about him down there.
Is it because he got married and has a kid?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Not watching the Netflix documentaries like he used to? And
me?
Him. That's what, you know.
Oh.
With the flat earth and the... He went vegan, too, there for a little bit from the documentary.
Oh, nice. I was going to say, yeah, I got rid of the Netflix. Just too much garb on there. Keep increasing the prices, and like you don't even have the Star Wars shows on there anymore. I'm out of here, bud. The Star Wars shows were the only reason I was watching it, and then they haven't had one in years. So I'm like...
Well, Disney Plus has all those. They own all those.
Oh. Okay, well, then and I got rid of them, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, you keep increasing your prices, but you don't come up with better shows. I'm like, see you later.
Did you get that app where it checks all your subscriptions?
No, it's definitely need that.
If you're not using them, it cuts them out for you?
Yeah. Yeah, I need that for sure. So we'll wrap it up here with the best bettors. Tonight, the Celtics under the 222. And then what we really like is over 5.5 games for the Mavs and the Timberwolves series. So let's go at least 6 games there, guys.
Mm-hmm. That one, I want to see who wins the game, the first road game. That'll be huge in that series.
Maybe.
I guess.
You know, who knows? I mean, the T-Wolves just kind of threw a loop in that right there last series. And you win 2 games in a row, and then you get smoked 2 games. I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Well, God, that would have been the 4 in a row for them, you know, for that Minnesota would have lost like you were kind of hoping was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like it was going
to. Well, no, because they won the one game, right? They won the one game at home. They lost 3 in a row. They lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Denver was down 0-2.
And then Denver won.
1-2 in Minnesota.
Right.
Right.
And then they came back home.
Right.
And won there. And then they lost the next 2.
Yeah.
Wow. Just left the tea bags at home.
Mm-hmm. So it should be fun to watch. I mean, we're down to 4 here.
Yep.
And then I miss when we start to have like multiple games every night because it's great.
I know. That sucks. That's like what happened tonight. I'm like, okay, they started back up. And I look at the schedule and I go, oh, it's just the Boston game. Garbage.
Yeah. Right. And if we have to watch the East Coast one with this matchup, you're like, it doesn't do a ton for me.
Right. Right. No doubt. Come on, East Coast. Make it worth our while to watch this bad boy. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that coach is still not really fully tested yet either, too.
It's like, no.
You don't know what that guy's going to be made of if it comes down to a tough finals.
Right. Yep. So so then you're saying it's Boston and Dow?
Yeah.
I'm saying the same thing.
Yep. And then we'll kind of pick from there. But, yeah, I think the East Coast one will be a lot quicker than the West Coast one will be.
Right. Over 5.5 games. Here we go.
Woo! Yep. Okay. Keep an eye on at Bolt Brady Picks on Twitter and Instagram. Bolt will keep some updates on there. We'll come at you guys every Tuesday to talk about the games, but enjoy both the conference finals, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
See ya.